USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On behalf of the family, we are stunned and heartbroken.
A family friend of the man who stole a plane from Seattle's SeaTac Airport Friday night, flew it around for over an hour, and then crashed it on a small island in Pierce County, speaking about what a good person 28-year-old Richard Russell was. He was known to his friends and family as Bebo.
It may seem difficult for those watching at home to believe, but Bebo was a warm, compassionate man. It is impossible to encompass who he was in a press release. He was a faithful husband, a loving son.
The FBI is trying to determine what motivated him to take the plane, while other agencies are looking into the implications for national security. Reversing course, New York Congressman Chris Collins is halting his reelection bid after being charged with insider trading. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A white nationalist rally set to take place today outside the White House. It's the anniversary of the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. And today the Unite the Right 2 demonstration is expected to draw hundreds of participants and thousands of counter-protesters. Police say they'll keep the two sides apart. New tariffs are impacting the construction industry and therefore people. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
President Trump's tariffs on lumber and other imported construction materials are making it more expensive to rebuild homes lost to wildfires and other natural disasters. The tariffs come at a time when several other factors are also driving up building costs. The California Building Association says the president's tariffs could add $20,000 to the cost of a new home, and that could make rebuilding homes unaffordable for some, especially those with inadequate insurance policies.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A 58-year-old Wisconsin woman has died after getting an infection from a bacteria found in her dog's saliva. Sharon Larson and her husband had recently adopted a new puppy, but when it nipped her, a small cut would prove fatal. Sharon began having flu-like symptoms, and she died just 2 days after being hospitalized. Doctors say the bacteria is a normal element in pets' systems, but for humans over 40 or those who've had their spleens removed or those with weak immune systems, well, they have a higher chance of falling gravely ill from it. But Dr. Sylvia Munoz-Price says there is no worry that an epidemic will happen from this bacteria.
We are exposed to many, many, many organisms every day, and most of us, the majority, 99.999% of people never get infections.
It is the same bacteria that caused another Milwaukee area man to have his legs and forearms amputated earlier this summer. Sweden is buying a Patriot missile defense system from the United States that includes $3.2 billion worth of the latest updated equipment, according to the State Department. And a man fleeing a car crash in Paris made a poor choice of hiding spots. He didn't have a license. He ran from the scene of a crash on Friday, hopping a fence that surrounded the headquarters of France's top spy agency, the equivalent of our CIA. He was quickly apprehended. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.